Hey Lewis, guess what? Harrods is trying a new move with the estate of Mohammed Al-Fayed.
Oh, what are they doing?
They asked the High Court to appoint special executors to his estate.
I see. So they want to replace his widow and daughters as executors.
Exactly. And if the court agrees, this could open up another route for survivors to make claims directly against the Fayed estate.
So Harrods is trying to find more ways to get compensation for these alleged victims.
Right, they say some survivors aren't connected to Harrods, so they aren't eligible for their redress scheme.
So they're trying to include those people too. That's interesting.
Yeah, and it also lets Harrods potentially get some money back for the compensation they've already paid out.
Oh, right. That makes sense. They might want to recover some of the costs.
Exactly, and over 100 victims have already joined the Harrods compensation scheme in the past 3 months.
Wow, that's a lot. So the BBC's allegations last year really stirred things up then.
Absolutely, the BBC broadcast those allegations of sexual assault, including rape, against Al-Fayed in 2023.
He owned Harrods from 1985 to 2010, right, so that was a long time.
Right, and Harrods started payouts to victims at the end of April.
And the deadline for victims to apply is March 31 next year, but it might get extended.
That's what they've said, and victims can still take Harrods to court if they're not happy with the settlement.
So what about the lawyers involved? The Fayed family has their own representation.
Yes, Harbottle and Lewis is representing Heini Watthane and her daughter Camilla, while Farrier & Co. is representing Jasmine.
And those law firms didn't comment when asked.
Nope, they didn't respond to requests for comment.
So this is a pretty big legal move from Harrods. It's interesting how they're navigating this.
Yeah, it shows how serious they are about addressing these claims and trying to find a fair solution.